Seated.
我们这个 NATS 啊，应该是越来越松了哈，管得越来越松这样子。
The discipline NATS seems to be more lax and more lax.
以前我们都有考试啊，我们现在都在斟酌要不要考试，这次决定不给你们考试了。
In the past, we had an exam, and these few times we've been wondering whether we would have an exam. This time we decided no exam.
那其实不是没有考虑了哈。
It is not that we didn't think about it.
实在是小弟发觉到好像有点追到以前过去 NATS 回去就入院的也有就回去医院保养的也有了我说哇这样太辛苦了我看不要考试好了
Some people have to go to rehab after the exam after some NATS
我说那个因为很多人都没有睡好了
Because many of us didn't sleep well.
所以我们那个六十岁以上的真的不用勉强不用回去了又要去医院休息，那就不太好了。
If we push the 60 and above too hard and they have to go to rehab, it is not too good, right?
其实大家来的话，应该都是很有心的。
I believe that if you came here, it's because you had the mind and the heart.
愿主耶稣纪念大家。
May the Lord remember all of you.
我们这堂课是 Q&A.
This session is Q&A.
有些我也不是知道答案是什么，我们一起来答答看，好不好
？It is not that I know the answer to everything. Let us try to find the answers together then.
我们一起来祷告，求主帮助。
Let us pray and may God help us.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我现在从我可以。我比较有把握可以回答的，我们先来哈。
I will start with a question that I feel a little more sure about.
在圣经中为什么有许多40年、40天、40昼夜、40岁
？Question: Why is it that in the Bible there are so many 40 years, 40 days, 40 months? 40 days and nights.
我们看民数记32:13.
Let us turn to Numbers 32:13.
民数记32:13.
Numbers chapter 32:13.
32:13.
Chapter 32:13.
请你读。
Verse 13. So the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel.And he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone.
40 years, 然后再说 all the generation, 40年就是那一代哈。所以40通常可以说是一代了哈。
So 40 years can be a representation of a generation.
Yeah, a generation 哈。摩西一般，请问大家哈，洪水之后。洪水之后嘛，对，神曾经说过，我们现在的人最长寿大概可以活到几岁
？Let me ask you, according to God's word, how long is considered long life?
80岁。
80 years old.
有没有？120岁。
120.
我们看创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
创世纪第几章
？Genesis what chapter?
第六章
Chapter 6
第六章第三节
Chapter 6 verse 3
这个强壮的到80是没有错的但是其实人最高寿应该可以活到120
The answer of 80 actually is also right but the highest longevity should be 120
如果可以你看日本很多人类活到100岁以上
In Japan there are many people who live to more than 100
请你读第三节
Verse 3, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, but he is indeed, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years.
这个神提到说人的日子还可以达到120岁。
God himself said his day can be 120 years.
120岁就是三个40岁嘛。
120 is 3 times 40.
那摩西啊大概前40年在王宫就是一代。
Moses spent,
第一个 generation。
The first 40 years of his life, that is a generation in the palace.
第二个40岁是在旷野。
His second 40-year period was spent in the wilderness.
第三个40岁是做神的工。
And the latter 40-year period was spent doing God's work.
所以40有一个段落一代的意思了。
So 40 has this generation or the limiting period sort of sense to it.
请问大卫做王几年?
Let me ask you, how long did David reign?
40年。
40 years.
扫罗做王几年?
How about Saul?
40年。
40 years.
所以你看他们就是一代一代这样子哈，
so、see,
这样的味道。
How does 40 has this generational transition in it?
那这个四十啊，四十还有一个意思就是啊、一个训练的啊、一个 trial， 一个考验的时间。
The other significance or meaning of 40 is trial or test.
我们来看啊、马太福音四章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音四章
Matthew chapter 4
四章的一到三节
Chapter 4 verses 1-3
半读第一节就好了第一节第二节
Just read verses 1 and 2
请你读
Verse 1 Then Jesus led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil 2 And we had fasted 40 days and 40 nights Afterwards he was hungry
第三节吧
3 Now when the Tempter came
okay,
to him.
所以四十天啊，都是是被试探啊。
So for 40 days and nights, he was tempted.
所以四十有时候有一种啊、你要经历的一段过程啊、考验的过程。
40 then carries a connotation of a period of test or trial.
保罗被打几下，减一下。
How many times was Paul beaten and then decreased by one and beaten again?
四十下减一下。
Started from 40 and then minus one.
它是一个 punishment trial， 一个。一个处罚或是训练的一段日子。
His punishment, his trial, and this is a good example.
这个是大约是啊，所以大概有这样的一个意思了哈。
Roughly, this is the meaning that 40 has.
那再来还有没有什么问题
？Any questions?
一个 generation 啊，一个 trial period 这样啊。
So 40 can mean a generation or a period of trial.
那来再来，信徒也要做拿细耳人吗？
Should the members also be Nazarites?
我的看法跟有一些长辈哈，长辈我说如果长辈跟我讲的不一样的话，长辈是对的嘛？那我先讲我的看法，然后再讲长辈的看法，然后再讲长辈是对的嘛？哈。
I mentioned to you that if more senior or previous ministers say something, I say something different. They are the ones who are right. So let me share my point of view first, then their point of view, then their point of view later, and then let me tell you that they were right.
那个民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6
第六章的第二节谈到说这是特别的愿啊。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 2 says that this is a special vow.
啊，所以我小弟提过说，其实现在也有人有许这种特别的愿啊，就是。我小弟提过说，有的人把两年呢、啊，大学毕业之后两年就到企业工作，然后工作完之后呢，他才去找自己的工作。那我们教会曾经有这样，有的人这样做啊，不只是不一定两年哦，就是他立志要在出社会之前哦，一段时间献给神用了、啊。
I did mention that some brothers and sisters decide that after graduating college, they will spend 2 years working for the GA or doing some other voluntary ministry and then joining the workforce.
所以这是特别的愿。
This is a special vow.
啊，我们刚刚说有，我们又说有终身的，就是有的人真的是特别要把终身献给神，就后来就是全职的，也许是 GA staff。也许是传道人，他一辈子就要做圣工就对了。
There is the special vow also that lasts a lifetime, just like GA staff or full-time ministers.
所以这是我个人对这一节的了解。
This is my understanding regarding this verse or the Nazarites.
有的长辈是把这一节灵异解经了他是用这一节，这一节每个人都是用的。
Some senior ministers explain this from a spiritual perspective, but it all works.
好了，我们看罗马书十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
请你读。
Verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. 2.
搬到这里就好。这个保罗建议我们每个人都要把身体献上当作活祭。
Paul encourages all of us to give our bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以长辈说我们每个人都要做这种属灵的拿细耳人。
So previous ministers and church workers encourage everyone to become spiritual Nazarites.
那当然长辈说的是比较对了。
And of course, I told you the senior ministers are right.
你自己选择啊。我当然我觉得这样也是对了。你要灵异解经这样讲也可以了。
So take your pick. This spiritual explanation of Nazarite is also right.
但是如果你要把自己信仰当作活祭 你做木工也可以把自己献上当做活祭啊。你做这个建筑的啦，你做 librarian 啦，你任何工作呢，你都可以，就是说，真的，你还是可以做一个，像我们很多执事都是把自己身体当做活祭的，虽然他们身上有工作，这是一种手段而已嘛。他的一辈子还是为主耶稣在活的。
If you want to offer your body as a living sacrifice, you can still have your own job and career. Many of our deacons have their own businesses or jobs, and they also serve full time.
我相信你们很多人都是一样的。
I believe that this might sound very familiar to many of you.
你们已经把自己献给神了，只是因为生活的需要，你需要去做自己的一点工嘛，哦。
Deep in your heart, you have already offered your entire self to God, but to make a living, you need to work.
那在新约，每个人实在是都应该这样子。保罗是这样劝我们的啦。
What Paul encourages is that everyone in the New Testament should act in this fashion.
啊，但是我自己觉得还是有一种比较特别的愿呐，哈，大家可以去选择做的。
I personally think that Nazareth carries a connotation of something more special and particular, but you can take your pick as to the explanation.
啊，呀。这样没有问题。
Any questions?
长辈说的永远是对的。
Remember, the senior ministers are right.
还没什么问题。
Any questions?
啊，没有。啊，民数记神让摩西数点人数两次，在沙漠记，当大卫数点以色列人，他是罪。是不是只有神才能数点以色列人
？So the question is, in Numbers, Moses was told by God to number or count the people twice. When David counted the people in the book of 1 Samuel, it was considered a wrongdoing. Is it that only God can command or himself count the people?
来，我们当中可不可以告诉我，是有什么东西哈？两个人做同样的一个事情，但是因为动机或者是方法不一样。有的是神喜欢的，有的是神不喜欢的。
Can anyone of you give me an example of one same action done by two people but with different motives, one accepting and one is received and the other one is rejected?
有没有
？Any example?
啊？啊 ？Cain and Abel， 哎，同样献祭，对不对
？Yes, Cain and Abel both offered to God.
啊，但是一个是怎么样
？But what happened to one of them?
一个行不好了。
One did not behave properly.
而且大概是比较随便一点哦。
Maybe was a little more careless.
那另外一个是真的是用心的在做这个事情。
The other one did it to his best, the best of his abilities.
结果一个神悦纳，一个神不悦纳。
God accepted one but rejected the other.
所以圣经上很多了，像祷告也是啊。
The Bible has many examples. Prayer is another one.
那同样的祷告。
Prayer is one same thing.
法利赛人就是自圆自语咯。
The Pharisee spoke to himself, the Bible says.
这个税吏啊，这个捶胸的，神就听他祷告。
The tax collector pounded his chest, and God listened to his prayer.
那如果我们仔细看《民数记》，的确是神啊，要以色列百姓数点的，要摩西数点以色列百姓。
It is true that in Numbers, God commanded Moses to count the people.
可是如果你看大卫自己点完之后，自己都觉得自己有罪恶感了。
But if you see David, he decided to conduct a census, and after that, he himself felt guilty.
我们看撒母耳记下二十四章十节。
Let us turn to Second Samuel, chapter 24, verse 10.
撒母耳记下二十四章十节。
Second Samuel, chapter 24, verse 10.
二十四章十节。
Chapter 24, verse 10.
二十四章十节，请读。
Chapter 24, verse 10. And David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
这件事情其实后来以色列百姓有很大的损失啊。
The Israelites suffer much because of this.
神给他三个选择，让怎么样得到灾害。
God gave David three options to be punished for his wrongdoing.
那我们要谈到就是说，因为他这个数点是一种，应该是一种骄傲的心呐。
This census must have come from David's pride.
那民数记的数点是为了要能够准备要打仗。
The head count conducting numbers was in preparation for war.
所以同样的动作，动机不一样。
One same action, different motives.
所以。我们不是人家做什么我们就跟着做什么了。
So it is not that if we see people doing something, monkey see, monkey do.
我们要心理检查。
But rather, we need to examine ourselves.
我们的动机，我们的方法是什么
？We need to examine our motives and our reasoning.
有没有补充的
？Anything you'd like to add?
我们再看一点。 那个亚伦的子孙是利未人。
Next question, the descendants of Aaron were Levites.
那摩西的子孙是哪个支派的？
What tribe did Moses' descendants belong to?
那谁要回答一下？
Anyone can answer the question.
亚伦的子孙是利未人。
The sons of Aaron were Levites.
还是利未是？他怎么问？来，那谁要回答这一题？
Who wants to take this question?
那利未是利未是雅各的第几个儿子
？Levi was a son number what of Jacob？
谁知道？雅各的第几个儿子？雅各老大弟叫什么
？Who was the eldest？
你说的对。
The answer is
老大流便，老二呢
？Reuben first。
西缅，老三呢
？Simeon。
利未，对不对
？The third was Levi。
啊，从所以从雅各就有利未，然后从利未产生的利未支派。
From Jacob came Levi. From Levi came the tribe of Levi.
啊，就是我们就后来就是利未人了哈。
What we normally they are the ones who we normally call Levites.
那我们来看一下出埃及记六章的十六节。我们来看一下摩西跟利未人的关系啊。其实摩西本身就是利未支派的人了。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 16 to 20. Let's see the relationship that exists between Moses and the Levites. Moses himself was a Levite.
出埃及记第六章
Exodus chapter 6
第六章的十六节
chapter 6 verse 16
来请问利未有几个儿子
Let me ask you how many sons did Levi have
从十六节
from verse 16
你们应该会背考试会考哦只是没有考试就对了
You'll be tested on the period that there's no test
一定要背啊
But you must
利未的三个儿子叫什么
Who are the three sons of Levi
来一起读一次
Let us read together
格顺哥侠米利拉好那这个摩西是到底从这三个孩子当中哪一个孩子出来的呢
So from which of the sons does Moses come?
来看第十八节
Let us see verse 18
哥侠的儿子是谁
Who was called her son?
暗南哦
Amram
二十节
Verse 20
暗南娶了他父亲妹妹耶基别为他生为妻给他生了谁亚伦跟摩西 所以利未有三个孩子一个叫哥侠哥侠生暗南暗南生摩西跟亚伦所以你这样算一算其实摩西亚伦也是利未这个支派下来的对不对
We know that Levi conceived Kohath and Kohath conceived Amram and Amram conceived Moses and Aaron So in this fashion Moses is also a Levite
只是在利未人当中呢神特别拣选暗南的两个孩子三个孩子呢来做全以色列人的这些带领的工作。
The only difference is that God chose Amram's three children in order to lead and conduct the Israelites.
我觉得这个耶基别真的很伟大。
I think that Jochebed is quite remarkable.
如果你有儿子在哈佛或者是在那个 Ivy League, 你一定很高兴对不对
If you have a child studying Harvard in an Ivy League school, I'm sure you'll be somewhat proud.
但是我觉得如果你的孩子像耶不是如果你像耶基别你的孩子在神的国度贡献这么多你应该比那个更高兴才对
But if you were Jochebed, if your children were all participants of God's work in a very important position, then I believe you will be even prouder than the I believe father.
所以第五题这个这样有没有答案呢？亚伦的子孙是利未人，对不对
？Is this okay for question number five? Aaron's sons, Aaron's descendants were Levites.
其实。Yeah, 因为他本身就是利未人嘛。
It's actually the other way around. Aaron was a Levite.
那摩西的子孙也是，当然就是利未人喽。
And Moses was also a Levite, and his descendants are also Levites as a consequence.
你们谁记得摩西的孙子后来做坏事
？Who remembers that Moses' grandson did something wrong?
那个孙子不晓得几代孙，我不知道了
It's、
但是圣经讲摩西的孙啊
grandson, his descendants for a few generations.
我不晓得几代，我不知道 ，I don't know.
I don't know how many generations.
也许真的是第三代，也许真的是 grandson 也不一定了。哎，你们知不知道摩西的孙子做了什么事
？Maybe it is a grandson, but regardless, do you know what he did?
有没有人记得
？Anyone remembers?
哎，这四年。 他后来做偶像的祭司啊。
In the end, he worshipped idols. He became a priest for idols.
所以不要觉得我现在当传道，哎、拜托了，这个不要讲啊。那个不要以为我们做工作的很好，我们的子孙一定是很好，不一定的。你看那个以利两个儿子是坏蛋啊。
So don't forget that as a pastor, or rather just as members, we are okay. Look at what happened with also the sons of Eli.
摩西的孙啊，他后来当了偶像的祭司。
Moses' descendant became a priest for idols.
我们来看一下四世纪。
Let us turn to the book of Judges.
第几章
？What chapter？
啊？十八章第几节
？Chapter 18. What verse？
啊？三十节。
Verse 30.
十八章三十节。
Chapter 18, verse 30.
来，这是两千里头。谢谢，这应该是
Amen,
这应该是、就是真的是孙子了、
So it should have been indeed a grandson proper.
好，那这一题结束了， so, 我们再来。哎，
那今天
民数
记的那个什么歌侠的，那既然是摩西的孙子，那是不是亚伦跟摩西都是歌侠的孙子？那可拉又为什么又找亚伦麻烦
？So the question is, if both Moses and Aaron
那
and Korah are all descendants from Kohath, then why would they seek each other's trouble?
因为亚伦的子孙才可以当大祭司。
Because only Aaron's sons can be high priests.
可以献祭啊。
Only they
可以代祷啊。
Give offering and intercede.
那哥辖的子孙呢？不是亚伦这个 family 的呢？他就是一般的。哦、比如说可拉这个呢，只能够抬那个抬其他圣殿的器物啊，这些东西而已、啊、
So you can be a descendant of Kohath and of Aaron, but you can be also a descendant of Kohath, not of Aaron, and there's the difference.
听得懂吗？
所以
歌
侠里面有包括那个亚伦跟别的。
啊，对。
Yeah, so under Kohath, you can be under Aaron, a descendant of Aaron, or a descendant from someone else.
所以有时候兄弟会吵架。
Sometimes brethren fight with each other.、
兄弟更爱吵架。
Siblings actually like to fight with each other. No wonder.
还有其他问题
？Any other questions?
来，我应该留一点时间给瑞林传道才对。
I should pass on the baton to Raymond probably later.
那我们看那个，因为他那边的问题更精彩哈。
Because he has questions that are even more colorful and interesting.
我这边的问题都是民数记的。
These are all from Numbers.
那第亚伦跟米利暗攻击摩西，但神用大麻风处罚米利暗。
Aaron and Moses both attacked Moses verbally, but God only punished Miriam.
没有马上刑罚亚伦。
He not immediately put Aaron to punishment.
在金牛犊事件中，神也没有马上处罚亚伦。
Neither was Aaron punished when the people asked him to be like golden calf.
虽然亚伦最后被惩罚不能进迦南。
In the end, Aaron was punished and he couldn't enter Canaan.
但这似乎因为亚伦的罪比较轻。
Was this because Aaron's sin was lighter?
所以神只处罚。那个罪较重的主犯呢
？Did God therefore punish only the main perpetrator？
你们觉得怎么样
？What do you think？
圣经上好像没有讲得很清楚，对不对
？The Bible doesn't seem to say so explicitly。
但是我们发觉到这个我们再回来看，我们看民数记，我来看那个经文。
Let's return to the passage itself in Numbers。
第几章
？What chapter was it？
十二章，对不对
？Numbers chapter 12。
十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
我们一般圣经在记载记人名，一般都是先记载男生还是先记载女生
？Normally, when the Bible records a list of people, are the males recorded first or the female?
通常男生先，对不对
？Normally, men come first, right?
所以我们说圣经上记载夫妻亚基拉、百基拉，都觉得亚基拉可能信仰比较好。
Normally, when we say Priscilla and Aquila.、This might be because Priscilla was a leader in faith.
那这边呢、这个毁谤的先记载的是米利暗。
But here, it is recorded that the person who spoke against Moses first was Miriam.
以下是个人看法，可以选择不同意。
What follows is my own personal opinion. You can disagree.
我觉得亚伦这个人、比较 怎么讲？比较没有担待，没有担当的一个人呢、
啊。I felt that Aaron didn't like to take the responsibility.
也比较有点墙头草。
He was more easily swayed.
那个其实那个金牛犊啊，那个他让允许以色列百姓把他造出来。
The golden calf came to be because he allowed the people to make it.
圣经上怎么说的呢
？What does the Bible say?
当摩西问他的时候，他怎么说
？When Moses inquired of him why he did that, what does the Bible say?
大概意思讲，我不知道啊，反正金子下去，牛犊就上来了。
It has some flavor of I didn't know the gold went down and a calf came out of it.
他还是有一点点软，比较软，比较软啊。
He's a little more flip floppy.
当神啊拣选摩西，摩西不要被拣选的时候，后来神说啊，你说你不会讲话，让你哥哥当你的口。
When Moses declined to be chosen by God to lead the people, then God said, then let Aaron be your mouth.
啊，让你当亚伦的什么
？And you shall be Aaron's what？
谁记得？啊？神。
God.
所以你看神讲话很有意思。后来你们注意到那个事件哦，那个十二章后来亚伦十二章米利暗得大麻风的时候，亚伦不是求摩西吗？亚伦怎么称呼摩西的
？God's speech is very interesting. You see, when Miriam was afflicted, how did Aaron call Moses?
他称主哎。
He called him Lord.
你看第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
哎，是第几节？十一节。
Verse 11.
就对摩西说：“我主啊。”所以实际上很好玩哦，因为神早就讲了，这个亚伦要以你为主以你为神啊，你要以亚伦做嘴巴。是这样子的。
This is very interesting, and because back then it was that you shall call him God, and now Aaron called Moses, oh my Lord.
需要换一下吗？那一节需要换一下吗？来，我们看一下出埃及记。
We can take a look at this verse in Exodus.
第几章
？A chapter.
啊，第几章
？What chapter is it？
四章。
Chapter four.
十六节。
Verse 16.
请你读。四章十六节，请你读。
Chapter 4, verse 16. So he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God.
所以如果这样来判断的话，可能哈、哦，真的，米利暗攻击摩西，大概是拉亚伦作伴了。
So,
亚伦这个人比较没有担待。
We infer that because Aaron didn't want to take the responsibility when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, it was Miriam who led the way.
但是没有担待也不代表神不算账啊。
But that he wasn't the ringleader doesn't mean that he is sinless.
只是摩西帮忙祷告，神怜悯啊。
Rather that Moses intervened by interceding and he was forgiven.
我们看《生命记》第九章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
这个是我最近。的一个学习哈。
This is my own learning from.
九章二十节。
Chapter 9 verse 20.
请问神有没有想要杀亚伦
？Let me ask you, did God want to kill Aaron at any point of time?
啊？神要不要杀亚伦
？Did God
拜金牛犊的时候
？Desire to kill Aaron when he made the gold calf.
来，九章二十节。
Chapter 9 verse 20.20. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him. So I prayed for Aaron also at the same time.
神要杀亚伦呢。
God wanted to destroy Aaron.
只是有人帮他祷告了。
Only that someone interceded for him.
所以我们到这个时代哈，圣经上讲一句绝对不会变的真理。
So coming to our modern times, the Bible says something that is that is permanent and never changing.
神会按照个人的行为报应个人。
God will give to each other according to their deeds.
有没有什么其他要补充的
？Anything you would like to add？
有没有要补充的
？Anything you'd like to supplement？
再来。
Next.
摩西娶古时女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦为何违叛他
？Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Why did Moses, Aaron and Miriam speak against him?
这个我们上课有讲了。
This we mentioned in class.
这个要考试的。
This is in your exam.
当然没有考试了哈。
The non-existent exam which I speak.
那个米利暗为何要毁谤他
？Why did Miriam speak against Moses for marrying an Ethiopian woman？
记得上课我们怎么分享的
？Does anyone remember what we shared during our session？
啊，嫉妒。
It is jealousy.
注意嫉妒。
It is out of envy.
什么样的嫉妒是跟什么有关系
？What is this envy related？
可能跟什么有关系了
？Or probably related to what？
权力啊。
Authority.
因为 怎么只跟你讲话不跟我们讲话、哦、
Because they thought how come God talks only to you not to us
可能跟婚生、啊、领、啊、婚给七十个人也有关系
Maybe it has to do with the distributing of God's spirit among the 70 leaders
来有没有什么 supplements 有没有
Anything you'd like to add or supplement
有没有问题
Any other questions
啊
So the question is, when we read the sons of Kohath and Amram and Jochebed, it says they gave birth to Aaron and Moses, but why is Miriam not recorded here?
应该是省略，不是不是，应该只是省略了哈。
I believe it's a purposeful omission, not that she wasn't their sister.
那个，他们来，我们看弥迦书吧。
Let us turn to Micah.
看远一点。
Let us look a little farther in history.
啊，没有看吧？我们看民数记二十六章二十九节。
Okay, so,
啊，民数记二十六章五十九节。
Okay, let us take a look at Numbers chapter six verse.
啊，这一节就有记载了。
26 verse 59。
啊，来，你念一下。好，这样好吗
？Okay, so is this answer acceptable?
可以吗
Is it good enough?
Okay, 谢谢、啊、
Okay.
再来，真的我不太会回答、哦、
The next one.
你们可以帮帮我吗
？I'm somewhat ambivalent. Maybe you can give me a hand.
啊，那个他说这个是两个类似的问题啊。
Two questions actually are quite similar here.
啊，一个问题是说，《民数记》第六章的葡萄汁，葡萄干，鲜葡萄都不能吃。
In Numbers chapter 6, it is said that Nazarites cannot eat anything that comes from the fruit of the vine, including grapes.
对比新约耶稣宝血葡萄汁如何解释
？How do we explain then that we take the grape juice as the Lord's blood in the New Testament?
这个我应该有一点想法。我再来看另外一个第二题。
This I think I know how to reply. Let me show you the other related question.
他说拿西尔人为什么所有葡萄树上的东西都不能吃
？Why is it that the Nazarites cannot eat any of the fruit of the vine?
知道不能喝酒，可是不懂为什么。连葡萄也不能吃。
The wine is understandable, but why not raisins or fresh grapes?
啊，你们想想看，我先来解释我的想法哈。
I will first explain what I think.
那个圣经上有些东西哈、哦，你要对比要很小心呐、啊。
You have to be very careful when you juxtapose things in the Bible.
请问狮子啊，狮子啊，狮子圣经上用来形容谁
？Let me ask you this: Who is described with a lion in the Bible?
魔鬼吼叫好像什么？魔鬼吼叫，对不对
？Roaming like a roaring what lion？
吼，不是狮子吼叫，好像魔鬼，是不是？哎，不是，怎么讲？吼叫的狮子，哎，魔鬼有如吼叫的狮子啊、哦，对对对，魔鬼有如吼叫的狮子，对不对 ？Roaring lion。
The devil is like a roaring lion。
那这个狮子呢？有时候也来形容主耶稣基督哦。
But the lion is also used to describe Jesus Christ。
好了，我们来看启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation。
启示录第五章第五节。
Revelation chapter five verse five.
五章五节。
Chapter five verse five.
请你读。
But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has rebelled to open the scroll and loose
the
seven
seals." The Lion of the tribe of Judah 是谁
？Who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah？
啊，这是谁
？Who is it？
这是大卫的根呐、啊。
It is the root of David.
是主耶稣、啊。
It is Jesus Christ.
所以那个。在形容主耶稣，就是在谈到狮子是百兽之王，他的好来形容主耶稣。
The lion used to describe that Jesus is the king of all animals. He is the best, the strongest.
那在讲他常常胜利。
It mentions it
比较点是常常胜利。
Vouches for his victory. Here is a defining feature.
那在讲那个魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，是在讲那个很会吞吃人。
When we are told about Satan being like a roaring lion, we are told about his atrocity and his tendency to devour.
所以民数记的第六章葡萄汁这个东西呢，因为葡萄它的产物啊是让人 就是很舒服很享受的、
so、context,
所以就是警戒我们那个服侍的人不要以肉体的享受为我们生命的追求。
In the context of chapter 6, the fruit of the vine, the grapes, are used as a sign or symbol for enjoyment, for the good things of this life, and this teaches the holy workers not to base on their joy in the world.
那耶稣的葡萄汁呢？耶稣就是吃饭的时候就杯拿起来，这是我的血，就是这样子。
How about Jesus' fruit of the vine? He took out the cup and said, "This is my own blood."
啊，那我所以应该是两回事。
So it should be completely unrelated.
是不是
？Right.
啊，你们有没有什么更好的解释
？Do you have any explanation that might sound a little better?
那再来这个我就不是很懂了哈、
哦。So for the next question, I'm not sure.
来看民数记第六章。
Let us see Numbers chapter 6.
是第六章吗？我看一下。第六章，对，民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6。
这个第三节。
Verse 3。
请你读。
Verse 3。He shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice nor eat fresh grapes or raisins.
这个我不懂为什么不可以吃葡萄干呢
？I don't know why raisins are not acceptable.
连那个新鲜的葡萄都不可以吃。
Neither are fresh grapes.
这个我不晓得有什么意思。
I don't know the special significance of this.
你们知道有什么意思吗
？Would you know?
有没有人知道
？Anyone knows?
反正不行就是不行了。
God says no, then no. That's a simple.
不要吃分别三恶果。
You cannot eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of evil.
为什么
？Why?
神说不行嘛。
Because God said you couldn't.
很多不知道的，我们硬要知道不。很多善恶不是我们可以知道，你硬要知道就是吃分别善恶的果子了。
There are many questions, many uncertainties, the right and wrong that we don't know and we are not meant to know.
所以这一节我真的不会解释。
So as for the detailed explanation of this verse, I don't know. 我觉得你吃葡萄干，你想吃葡萄，想吃葡萄。I think that if you eat raisins, you want to try fresh grapes, and you'll be tempted to try wine.
来，你可以阿门的就接受。很好的解释。
So yes, Amen. We take your explanation.
来，我们请瑞林传道。瑞林传道有更精彩的题目。
Well, as Richard Raymond, he has more interesting questions in hand.
哈利路亚！奉主圣名，在这边继续我们的 Q&A 哈。
哈利路亚，就是说 ，Let us continue with our Q&A session。
站在这里哈，对圣经的道理真的是越来越了解了。
I'm standing here and I think more and more about the understanding of God's word。
圣经上面说，挖陷坑的自陷其中。
The Bible says, whoever sets a trap will fall in it。
我一开始啊，看到那个桶子里面那个 Q&A 桶子里面有一大堆的问题呀。
When I open up the Q&A box, I encounter a lot of questions there。
所以我就很主动的把所有的问题全部收集起来，然后开始打字。
Very proactively, I got them and typed them up.
你以为我很努力吗
？Do you think I did this because I'm
你以为我很勤劳吗
？I'm very resourceful and very active and very hardworking.
那当然不是了。
Of course not.
因为我把题目整理整理哈。
I just arrange the questions and make them look pretty.
我就可以分配给。
And then I can assign them to the preacher for him to answer.
而且啊，我心里哈早就都有计划好了。
I already planned things from the get-go.
这是我心中的黑暗面啊，你们要小心啊。
This is the dark side of my heart, so watch.
我在分配题目的时候还特别把它做了一个区分哦。
And when I divided the question, I split them into two.
那些民数记的题目全部给黄传道。
The one from Numbers go to preacher Huang.
然后哥林新约的问题全部给梁传道。
The New Testament related ones all go to preacher Liang.
然后很奇怪或比较困难的问题，我也全部给梁传道。
And the weird ones and more difficult ones also go to preacher Liang.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为我知道黄传道比较残忍哦。
Because I know that preacher Huang is a little more fierce.
他一定会叫我跟他一起分着回答。
He will ask me to divide them half and half.And we answer half each.
然后我想说梁传道第一是老传道第二比较有慈悲心
So preacher Liang on one hand is more senior on the other hand is more gentle and loving
他一定就会看一看就好然后就全部拿去回答了
so I thought that he would say oh okay I'll take them don't worry
所以我把这一整张的题目拿给他的时候
so this sheet that you see here when I gave it to him
他看一看说好可是我不在
I said yeah but I'm not here
所以我就掉到洞里去了。
So, I fell into my own trap.
啊，因为啊，这一次有些题目哦是指定请梁传道回答哈。
There are some few questions that really belongs to Preacher Liang's class.
啊，我想你们已经发现了哈，我不是梁传道哈。
You may discover that I am who I'm here. I am not Preacher Darren Liang.
啊，所以我只能啊，就我所知道的。尽力跟大家分享我的看见哦。
So what I'm going to do is to answer them to the best of my knowledge and my ability.
那如果回答当中有一些你觉得还是有疑问的话哦。
If you still have a doubt remaining after my answer.
啊，请可以跟梁传道再联络哦。
Then please do refer to Preacher Liang for a final answer.
啊，第一题哦，我们看哥林多前书的第七章。
First, let us see First Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书的第七章。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
第四十节
Verse 40.
哥林多前书七章四十节
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 40.
我们看三十九到四十
Let us see 39 and 40.
他说丈夫活着的时候妻子被约束丈夫若死了妻子可以自由所以在家只是要嫁在主里面的人四十节
40.
然而按照我的意思若常守节就更有福气我想我自己是被神的灵感动了哈。啊，第一题是说，在这一节守节更有福气，啊，要如何来解释
？For question, it says here if she remains as she is, what does this mean?
啊，守节就是不再婚了哈。就是不再结婚了。
To remain as she is to remain unmarried.
啊，已经结了婚啊，但是丈夫或太太离世了，就不要再啊，就没有再婚，就叫守节。
If one is married and the spouse dies and if one doesn't remarry, then they remain as they are.
啊，为什么保罗会觉得守节更有福气呢
？Why is it that Paul thinks that she will be happier if she remains as she is？
啊，因为守节哈，就是没有婚姻关系的时候呢，可以全心的来侍奉神。
Because if she remains unmarried and single, she can dedicate.Whole heart to serve God.
所以我们如果把第七章这一整段讲婚姻的都看过一次
If we read the whole principle of marriage, that is chapter 7.
你会发觉保罗说啊，有婚姻的人要学习照顾侍奉自己的妻子或配偶或先生
You will discover that they who are married need to learn how to serve and take care of their spouse.
没有婚姻的人要专心侍奉祈求敬拜神
So those who are unmarried and single, they need to devote their entire heart to serving God.
所以保罗说，为了你要专心侍奉的缘故，有时候啊，没有婚姻比较轻松啊。
So Paul says, in order to dedicate your whole mind and heart to serve God, then singlehood is actually easier.
好像你呀、啊，有时候聚会完，想要在留在教会里面多多帮忙啊。
For example, if after service you want to stay behind and help a church.
啊，但是你太太打电话来说，三更半夜怎么还不回家
？But your wife calls you saying it's 3 a.m. Why aren't you home yet?、
啊、三更半夜不是 3 a.m.
It's midnight.
三就是晚上啊。
It's very late. Why don't you come home?
凌晨三点不回家被骂活该啊
！If it's 3 a.m. and you're not home, then you deserve what you got.
啊，但是如果哈、啊，有时候你想在教会里啊聊聊啊，但是家里打电话来了。
But if you want to just stay behind fellowship with brothers and sisters, your wife might call you.
啊，或者是教会有些要忙的事情，你在忙啊，家里打电话来了。
But there are issues that need to take.Need to be taken care of. You are busy, but they call you from home.
有时候他的确有一些彼此的负担跟干扰哈。
So at times, yes, family life is affects holy work negatively.
所以保罗是从参与圣工的。对他个人来讲，圣工的影响上面啊。
So Paul is talking about in regards to the influence that the family brings to holy work.
啊，但是啊，有一个前提，他是要为主的缘故啊。
But there is a premise to the singlehood. It must be for the sake of the Lord.
为了主来守节才有意义啊。
If she remains as she is for the sake of the Lord, it's meaningful.
啊，所以如果我们看第七章第八节啊。
Let us see chapter 7 verse 8.
第七章第八节
Chapter 7 verse 8
他说我对那没有嫁娶的和寡妇说若他们想像我还好、哦、倘若自己禁戒不住就要嫁娶以免欲火攻心要不然、哦、其实嫁娶比较好啦
If we read verse 9-2, if you cannot do this, then it is better for you to marry.
好，所以啊，要能够守独身或者是不再婚，是需要有神保守的恩赐啊。
So to be single, remain single, needs a special gift of God's protection.
好，所以圣经里面讲到有一个老姐妹。
The Bible talks about an older sister.
啊，她叫做亚拿哦。
Who was called Hannah.
啊，知道她是谁吗
？You know who I'm talking about, right?
就是看到主耶稣在婴儿耶稣在殿里那个看到的那个就是亚拿一个女执事哦。就是我们看路加福音啊。
Let us turn to the passages when this old woman saw Jesus as a baby and she rejoiced.
我们来看一下路加福音第二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 2.
第三十六节，女先知啦，女先知。
Excuse me, for prophetess.
他说三十六节说，又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪老迈，从做童女出嫁，同丈夫住了七年就寡居，现在八十四岁，并不离开神殿，禁食祭酒，昼夜侍奉神。所以这个叫做守节有福气啊。
In verse 36 and 37, we see how to keep one's holiness is a blessing.
所以如果只有守节却缺乏敬畏神，用在神身上。
So once you remain single, but one does not use their time or their life to serve God.
那个叫做个人选择。
Then that is a personal life choice.
但是保罗在这里讲的是为了信仰，为了主的缘故。
What Paul is talking about exclusively is for the sake of the Lord and for the sake of one's spirituality.
好，第二题哦。
Second question.
青年在教会里找不到另外一半。
When the youth cannot find a suitable spouse within the church,
在教会外面找到另一半，再带来教会。
And they find someone outside of the church and bring them to the church.
有何不可？
What is wrong with that?
我会觉得这个的 wording 他写的时候，那个 wording 我就想了很久，他那个写字的语气我就想了很久。
I thought about the connotations, the wording that is behind the words.
蛮有趣哦，有何不可？
What's wrong with that?
当然可以，那是你自己的选择啊。
There's nothing wrong with it per se. You can do whatever you like.
你自己选择，你自己承担它的后果，就是这样子。有何不可？可哈，那是你的事啊。
Of course you can, but then you have to assume the consequences. It is your own problem.
那是你自己的选择。
It is your own decision.
但是我们如果从信仰的角度来看。
Let's approach this question from a spiritual perspective.
我们把这个拆成两个部分。
Let us divide the question into two parts.
第一题叫做青年人在教会中找不到另一半啊。
What happens when youth cannot find their other half in the church?
你要问为什么。
You have to wonder why this is.
我还记得哦。有一次我到黄传道家里，那时候我还没有结婚哦。
I remember before I was married, I went to visit Pastor Huang.
晚上黄传道不睡觉啊，拉着我聊天啊。
At night, Preacher Huang would not let me sleep, but we'll just chat.
就开始问我，要不要开始该看了，年纪到了，要该考虑婚姻的事情了。
He would pester me, you know, you are of a certain age, marriage is suitable for your age, think about it.
然后就问了我好几个姐妹的名字啊。
And then he asked me, he mentioned to me the names of many, many sisters.
我都笑一笑，哈哈哈哈，就这样过去了。
And I smiled to be polite, and that is how the night went by.
非常热心啊，不甘愿啊，整个信徒名簿拿出来翻啊。
He didn't want to let go of it. He grabbed the members directory and read all of them who were sisters.
一间教会一间教会的问。
Church after church, he went through.
我想说，传道睡觉了吧？
I thought to myself, preacher, what time is it?
结果我们这真的把信徒名簿翻过一次啊。
And then we actually literally read through the members directory.
你知道最后他跟我讲了一句话。
Do you know what?He told me in the end, I still remember it.
几十年过去了，我还没有忘记。
After decades, I still remember what he told me.
他跟我说啊，不要失望啊。
He told me, don't give up.
非洲还有很多信徒啊。
In Africa, we also have many sisters.
我说，对，好，所以哦，第一题哦。青年人为什么在教会里找不到另外一半？
First question, why is it that brothers and sisters cannot find their spouse within the church?
其实很多时候不是没有另外一半。
Many times it is not that there is no one there for you.
而是那一半你不想要。
But you rejected them.
你嫌他太远。
You don't like that they live too far.
你嫌他太扁。
You don't like that they are too short.
我跟你讲啦，我们常常在跟青年聊这些事情。
I tell you, I chat with the youth and this is the title topic that comes up a lot.
问的时候啊，请问一下，你看那个弟兄的，你有没有什么条件啊？
When I ask a brother and sister, hey, what are your conditions for your spouse?
通常答案都是没有，没有条件，只要爱主，爱主就好了。
The default answer is, oh, I have no conditions. As long as they love the Lord, I'm satisfied.
我现在基本上不相信这个答案的。
I do not believe this question for a second.
为什么你问他的时候都是爱主、信徒、弟兄就可以？
So when you ask them, they say if they're believers, if they love the Lord, I'll take them.
你跟他讲每一个他通通都不要。
But when you bring up names, they say no, no, and no.
奇怪啊，每个都是信徒啊。
Didn't you say in Christ loving the Lord?
也是弟兄啊。
They are a brother or sister suitable for you.
但是啊，永远都不要啊。
But you always say no.
所以啊，有时候我们把责任归咎在神的身上。
So many times we kick the responsibility to God.
神啊，你怎么没有帮我安排一个？害我要逼我要去外面找。
We tell God, oh God, you didn't prepare anyone for me. Now I must go outside to look for a spouse.
其实常常是 因为我们把所有神提供的选择全部都删掉了。
Many times we have rejected God's options for us.
所以啊，要想一想啦。
So do carefully think about what you're doing.
第一个可能是青年很挑。
Firstly, must be that the youth are too selective.
第二个可能是父母亲很挑。
The second, it might be that the parents are too selective.
我们在座哈，未婚的比较少哈。
There are fewer among us that are single.
但是做父母亲的却不少啊。
But there are many of you that are parents.
我们有时候很希望孩子能够在主里面结婚啊。
We always would desire our children to get married within the Lord.
同时，我们也希望给我们孩子预备最好的。
We always want to prepare the best for our children.
但是啊，有时候会有一个冲突哦。
But sometimes there is a conflict.
就是啊，你看所有上门的通通不够好。
Which is that.Everyone that comes knocking at your door is not good enough.
然后所以挑来挑去啊，就挑来挑去啊，然后最后就是这样子啦。
So after you pick here and there, you end up empty-handed.
所以啊，有时候其实父母反而是叫父母成为孩子在主里结婚的一个障碍。
This is how sometimes quite sadly the parents become an obstacle for their children's marriage.
所以我们今天在为我们的孩子把关的时候
，When we are trying to pave the way for our children，
你到底在看什么
？What is it that matters to you when you look around？
我还记得我到时候在帮一对青年在讲哈。
I remember that I was trying to help out a few youth。
基本上到目前为止，我的记录是零啊。
Pair of youth， matchmaking record is zero.
所以我已经很有认识，我在这方面没有恩赐哦。
I do acknowledge and admit the facts speak the truth. I do not have this gift.
有一次我在帮他们讲，我两个青年呢、还 OK 啊。
I try to match up to youth, and they each said okay.
但是不久啊，我就跟他们讲他们的家庭状况啊。
But no long after, I shared their respective family background.
我记得是我那时候多讲了一句话。
I remember I said something extra.
我就跟他说那个青年的家境普通。但是青年努力工作。
I mentioned well, their family is not especially illustrious, but the brother or sister, him or herself, works very hard.
隔天那个姐妹打电话说不要了。
The next day, the sister said, "I'm sorry, I cannot accept him."
她说她爸爸不接受。
Said that her father said no.
就是这样子。
This is what happened.
所以啊，青年找不到另外一半。其实有很多原因。
So that the youth cannot find a suitable spouse, there are many reasons.
底下说，如果你在教会里找到，在教会外找到另外一半，再带来教会有什么不可？
The second half of the question says, if you find someone outside the confines of the church and bring them to church, what is wrong with that?
教会里面有没有成功的例子？
Are there any successful examples of this?
其实是有。
Yes, there are.
所以有的青年会拿那个成功的例子出来讲。
So some youth will bring up examples of this kind and bring it to you.
你看就是嫁了或娶了一个，把他带来信，你看来的那个比那个你还热心还更努力。
Hey, some brother or sister went outside and found someone non-believing, brought them in, and that spouse turned out to be even better than the brother or sister.
有没有例子？有。
Are there examples to this? Yes.
但是你不要只看成功的例子啊。
But you're looking, don't look only at the successes.
你要看中间的阵亡的比例啊。
And look at the mortality rate actually.
每次都只有看成功例子啊。
You only see the successes.
你没有看半路尸横遍野啊。
You don't see the carcasses that are scattered among the way.
你就很有把握你一定会成功。
And you somehow guarantee that you will be one of the successful ones.
所以有成功的例子你要感谢神对你的怜悯。
So if there are successful examples, you need to give thanks for the mercy of God.
而不要把它变成一种常态，变成一个可以都可以像我一样，其实不一定的。
I'm not considering the norm. Say this is what work for me will work for you.
所以不要害青年。
So do not cause the youth trouble in the lives.
第二有时候跟不同信仰的人在一起那个价值观冲突非常的大。
Secondly, the conflict in a value system when you marry a non-believer can be very, very great.
所以有些人讲说，我就先找一个带来信，让救一个灵魂。
Okay, so some people say, then I'll bring them, then they'll believe first, and then we have an additional soul that is saved.
我回台湾的时候，他们跟我讲，现在很流行的叫做婚姻布道法
When I went to Taiwan, I was told about this new trend called a marriage evangelism.
我说圣经里没有这一个。
The Bible doesn't mention it.
所以有时候做选择是要付出代价的。
Men sometimes need to pay for the outcome of their choices.
作为我们作为传道者常常在处理这样子的问题。
So as preachers, we often have to deal with this sort of matter.
因为价值观的差异。
There is a difference in the value system.
所以夫妻当中沟通常常起冲突。
And because of that, husband and wife cannot communicate efficiently.
哦，小孩子生病了。
When a child is sick, for example.
你说为他祷告。
One says, let us pray for him.
你说我要带他去吃香符。
The other says, let us give him some weird type of medicine.
你说我要帮他洗礼。
You said, let us baptize our child.
说我这个是济公的女儿。
The other say, no, he's a monk in the Buddhist monastery.
你要怎么办？
What would you say?
请问你要怎么办
？What would you do?
好，所以有时候那个，因为哈、哦，我会讲这样，是因为我在纽约遇到很多这样子的冲突啊。
The reason I mention this is because I encountered many of these conflicts and examples in New York.
哦，今天夫妻起冲突了。
Husband and wife are fighting today.
主理的说，一起祷告。
The one the Lord says, let us pray together.
要不然请传道来骂人。
Otherwise, I'll ask the preacher to come scold.
没有信仰的。
For those who don't have faith.
吵架，离婚了。
They fight, the other one wants divorce.
反正好聚好散啊，你离你的，我离我的，大家各自结婚就好了。
Easy come, easy go. If we don't go along, then let it be.
对他们来讲，价值观、道德观跟婚姻的约束是不太一样的。
Morality, value system, the value of marriage itself differs when you are dealing with an unbeliever.
啊，当然不是说所有全部的人都是这样。
I'm not saying that all unbelievers are like this.
啊，但是不能否认，因为信仰不同，背景信仰不同，有时候对事情的价值观的看见是不同的。
But you cannot deny the fact that different beliefs bring different value systems and outlook of life.
那我最近接到一通电话，让我非常非常的头痛啊。
Lately, I received a phone call that caused me headaches.
她姐妹一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，一直哭啊。
The sister who was crying and crying to me on the phone.
她说哇，结婚前什么都讲好了，什么都答应啊。
And she said that before we got married, we even agreed, we made arrangement for everything.
她拜她的佛，我信我的耶稣啊。
He will worship his Buddha, I will believe in Jesus.
啊，为什么结了婚之后什么马上就反悔啊？什么都不算啊？
Why is that after we got married, what we agreed didn't count anymore?
她的婆婆跟她讲啊。
Her mother-in-law told her.
我们全家都是拜拜的。
All of us worship Buddha.
就是你一个信耶稣。
You are the only one who is a Christian.
你就是害败坏我们家族的命、不是命，那个什么，那个什么，那个就是你害我们家没有福气啦。
You are the one who ruined our karma. You are the one who caused us to lose out of the blessing from Buddha.
哦，所以啊，我们现在没有保佑，没有祖宗保佑。
So now our ancestors don't look at us anymore. They don't protect us anymore.
要么你就来拜，就跟我们一起去拜。
You need to worship Buddha with us.
要不然你就离婚。
Otherwise, divorce is on the way.
啊，他先生天天逼他。
Her husband every day presses her.
干嘛这样？妈妈很生气，干嘛这样？坚持什么
？You know, mom is angry. Why don't you do the right thing?
要不然离婚嘛。
Otherwise, why don't we get a divorce?
天天打电话，天天哭啊。
Every day she calls me. Every day she cries.
那妈妈，她跟她先生讲，我们讲好的啊。
She told her husband, but we agreed on this.
她说你自己去跟妈妈讲。
And he said, well, talk to my mother then.
所以有时候啊，不是那么简单的事情啊。
Sometimes the matter is more complicated than you might imagine.
啊，有时候是要用一辈子来付代价的。
Sometimes you need to pay the price for the rest of your life.
啊，当然你可以说我搞不好忍耐到底，他就来信耶稣了。
Of course,
说不定
you can say if I persevere till the end, I will touch him and he will come to believe.
啊，但是这是你自己需要去冒的风险。
But this is a risk that you chose to run yourself.
你希望看到你的孩子走过这样的路吗
？Is this what you want for your children？
你希望你的孩子去受这样的苦吗
？Is this the type of suffering you want your children to risk undertaking？
这是自己的选择哈。
This is your own personal decision。
啊，第三题哈，我们来看提摩太前书的第二章啊。
Third question, let us see First Timothy chapter two。
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter two。
第十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 to 14。
第二章十一节
Chapter 2 verse 11、
女人要沉浸学道一味顺服十二节
12.
我不许女人讲道也不许她辖管男人只要沉浸十三
13.
因为先造的是亚当后造的是夏娃十四
14.
那且不是亚当被引诱乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里所以呢这一段里面的第一个小问题
Sub question and this big question
他说女人是否从一开始就与男人不平等
Were men and women of different stature from the beginning?
还是保罗偏向男性呢
or is Paul a chauvinist?
啊，这一段哦，他不是在讲男女关系哦。
This is not talking about literally men and women.
他在讲夫妻关系啊。
It is talking about husband and wife.
啊，在救恩之内，在神的眼里，都是他造的，是一样的。
In the bounds of salvation, all men are created equal for their God's creation.
哦，所以男人女人都可以得救，男人女人在神眼里都有一样的价值。
Men and women have an equal value. Men and women can equally be saved.
啊，但是在这里讲的是婚姻，是先生跟丈夫的关系啊，先生跟太太的关系。
here we are told about the relationship between husband and wife.
先生跟太太是不是平等的？
Are husband and wife equal?
不是。
Are they of the same?
从起初神所创造先生跟太太就不是平等的。
Stature from the very beginning, husband and wife are not do not have the same stature.
啊，你怎么知道他不平等呢？
How do you know that they are unequal?
你就看那个夏娃吃的善恶果，把亚当搞得有多惨，你就知道了。
See how much harm did Eve cause when he gave the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to Adam?
啊，是谁跟蛇讲话？
Who is it that decides to speak to the serpent?
夏娃哦。
It was Eve.
是谁先摘伸手摘下善恶树上的果子？
Who was it that picked the fruit with her own hand?
夏娃哦。啊，是谁把这个果子拿给亚当吃的？
Who was it that handed over the fruit to Adam?
谁？
Who?
夏娃。
Eve.
那结果神怎么说？
So what did God say?
圣经里面说，神对亚当说，你做的是什么事啊？这是不平等啊。
God told Adam, what have you done? This is how men and women are not equal.
婚姻哪里有平等？
What equality are you talking about when it comes to marriage?
家中出问题，什么事都是先生的错哦。
When there is a problem in the family, it is always the blame of the husband.
在神的眼里看哦，家庭信仰出问题是先生的责任哦。
In God's eyes, if there is a problem in the faith of the family, it is the husband's fault.
怎么会平等？从一开始啊就不太平等啊。
What equality? It was never equal right from the beginning.
夫妻关系不讲平等。
There is no equality talk when it comes to marriage.
夫妻关系讲一体， yeah. 一体哦。
We talk about unity.
一体就没有所谓的平等观念啊。
If there is unity, one body, then equality is irrelevant.
哦，你会说啊，你去超级市场买东西哈。
For example, you go to a supermarket.
你会对着自己讲说，为什么我的左手拿得比右手来得轻？真是不公平啊！
Would you say, why is my right hand carrying more stuff but my left hand? This cannot be.
啊，应该不会有这么有毛病的事情吧？
I don't think there is someone who is such a weirdo.
所以啊，婚姻关系讲的是一体的精神。
Therefore, when we talk about marriage, what matters is the attitude of unity.
既然是一个人，就没有所谓平等的观念哦。
If it's one same person, then there is no equality talk possible.
啊，所以这是第一题。
This is the first sub-question.
第二，在男女关系中，包括婚姻家庭中。
Second, in the relationship between men and women, including within the family.
那如果女人一味的顺服男人，难道婚姻就不会出问题？一定没有问题吗？
If the woman submits to them, to the husband,in everything, does this guarantee that there will be no problems in the marriage?
啊，那个男人做的违反道理的事，女人也顺服男人，就一定会悔改吗？
If the woman submits to the husband does something that violates the truth, will the husband then repent?
还是说神的话有能力，只要女人一味顺服，一切问题都可以解决？
Or will God will have power if the woman submits, all problems will be solved?
叫我们这种婚姻菜鸟来回答这种问题哦。
You ask me, this person who is just an average marriage man to reply to this, what to do?
那这婚姻啊，他是一直强调一个一定没有问题吗？
So it seems that the recurring phrase in this question is, does this guarantee that everything will be okay?
啊，婚姻有先天跟后天这两种条件的要求啊。Before and after the management, huh?
When it comes to marriage, there is a before and an after.
啊，在婚姻以前的预备。
I'm talking about the preparation that comes before marriage.
到进入婚姻之后的经营。
And then the management of the marriage itself after the wedding.
才能够决定你这个婚姻到底会不会有问题啊。
It is both things that determine whether there will be a problem after you get married.
啊，所以啊，在这里讲说，一直讲说，一定就不会，一定就不会有问题吗？
So the worry seems to be, if I submit, will this guarantee I will have no trouble?
看你花多少精神跟时间在上面啊。
It depends on how much energy and time you spend on it.
啊，在这里讲说啊，你是不是一味的顺服男人就一定没有问题？
Would it be that if you obey the husband in all things, then you are guaranteed to be problem free.
不对啊。
The answer is no.
为什么？
Why?
因为在创世纪里面，神造夏娃是做什么？
Because in Genesis, God created Eve for what?
对，他说，我造一个女人来帮助亚当，帮助。
Yes, God said, I will create a woman to help Adam.
哦，所以啊，一味的顺服不代表是绝对的帮助啊。
就是 submit and obey in everything doesn't necessarily imply helping.
有时候只是耍赖而已啊。
Sometimes it is just casting out the responsibility.
我不管嘛，反正你爱弄你就去弄，你爱弄你就去弄啊。
I don't know, do whatever you please.
啊，但是有时候这个不叫顺服哦。
This is not really called obedience.
啊，这个有时候叫撂担子或者是哈、哦、耍赖哈、哦。
This is called being ambivalent or not taking responsibility.
因为神创造女人是 让你来辅助，有辅助的角色。
God created women with a supporting role in mind.
所以婚姻关系当中，如果出问题，两个人都有责任。
So if there is a problem in marriage, both parties are responsible.
所以呀，问题不在于到底是谁的错。
The problem is not whose fault it was.
也不是在说，难道就一定没问题，一定可以解决吗
？No, is it that if there's a problem, will I certainly be able to solve it?
而是在当有问题的时候，你跟你的先生或太太能不能一起好好的靠主解决你们的问题
？The key here is whether the when the problem arises, can you and your spouse work together in the Lord and pray to solve it？
所以婚姻需要经营。
We need to manage our marriage wisely.
婚姻需要智慧。
Marriage needs wisdom.
尤其是需要一个聪明的太太哦。一个聪明的配偶、哦、
Especially you need a virtuous wife or husband、
啊、我很喜欢黄、哎、黄传道又不见了、哦、喜欢黄传道讲的一句话、哦、
I like a phrase that Preacher Huang said he is not here right now
他每次遇到、哦、这种问题、啊、他都有一个很棒的答案、啊、
Each time a similar question comes up he has a very very good answer
男人是家中的头
The men are the head of the household
你不会做脖子吗
Wouldn't be wise enough to be the neck or the head?
你看看嘛，你脖子要转哪边，你头能够啊啊啊。
So look, if the neck turns here, wouldn't the head also turn there?
聪明的太太。
If wives can be virtuous and smart.
彼得前书里面讲，彼得前书里面说。
This is what First Peter says.
他说用温柔的心感动，用温柔的心跟温柔的品性。感动先生、哦、
With their gentleness and their loving character, they can touch the heart of the husband.
所以啊，温柔是女人啊，温柔是妻子最厉害的武器啊。
Gentleness is the most powerful weapon the wives have.
啊，我跟我太太结婚到现在八年哈、哦，她不在可以讲
哈。I've been married for 8 years, and as for my wife, she's not here, so I'll say it.
我在这里可以跟大家讲，我们结婚八年，我们没有吵过架。
I can tell you that after 8 years of marriage, we never fought.
因为我都不在家。
Because I'm never home.
我跟他结婚八年没有吵过架。
We've been married for 8 years, we never fought.
因为我觉得我太太是个很聪明的女人。
Because I feel that she's a very, very intelligent woman.
啊，有时候啊，我们工作当中，有时候回到家会有一个从外面带回来的一个气哈、哦，可能压力啊什么，心情不是很好啊。
Sometimes, when we come home after being away from home for a long time, working, we bring a certain atmosphere or attitude that isn't the best.
啊，那个聪明的太太跟不太聪明的太太，这里就。差别就出来了。
So here, the difference between the virtuous wife and the not so virtuous wife comes out.
啊，先生呢已经很烦，心里很烦躁哦、啊，那脾气不太好了。
The husband comes home with all these burdens and all these frustrations.
啊，太太一回家说啊，你干嘛？脸色怎么难看了、啊？你是不是要看医生了、啊？啊，这个是怎么样啊？
And the wife goes, What's wrong with you? Why are you like that? Why do you look like that? Do you feel well? Do you want this? Do you want that?
没事，忍下来。
The husband tries to keep cool. It's okay.
你告诉我啊，我需要知道啊，我们夫妻是一体，你怎么说都不告诉我、啊。
No, tell me, why are you hiding this from me? What do you want? What is it that you need? What is it that I can give to you?
你能怪他嘣的一声爆炸吗
？Can you blame the husband at exploding at the wife?、
啊、所以有时候啊，那时候你就让他冷酷冷静一下就好了。
Sometimes as a wife, just let him cool down on him on his own.
所以啊，我太太回家就会看一看，哎，脸色怪怪的啊，赶快溜。
So my wife would look at me, see that something's not right with the way I look, and she would just run.
啊，顺便把两个小孩都拎走啊。
And she would just get the kids with her to give me some quiet time.
啊，可能呢、啊，过了一阵子之后再回来看一看哦。
After a few hours, she might come back and see how I'm doing.
啊，也不讲话，可能就啊，放一杯水，放一杯茶，放个甜的哈，我吃了就高兴了。
She might not say anything, just maybe some tea, give me something sweet to eat because she knows that I like those things.
啊，所以有时候啊。聪明的太太知道什么时候保留一个空间、啊、
The virtuous wife knows when to keep a distance.
然后所以啊，我们其实没有什么机会吵架。
So because of this, there is not much opportunity for me to fight with my wife.、
啊、我脾气不是很好哈、哦。
I don't have the best of tempers.
啊，但是啊，我从来不跟她发脾气。
But I never allow my temper to blow at her.
为什么
？Why?
因为啊，我只要声音大一点点哦。
Because as long as I raise my voice just a little bit，
她看着我，然后眼眶她就红了。
Her eyes begin to tear up a little when she sees that.
哇，马上就投降了啊。
So then I just give up. I just hit reverse.
聪明的太太，温柔是你最厉害的武器啊。
Wise wife, gentleness is your most powerful weapon.
但是这需要嫁给一个正常的先生啊。
But you need a normal husband for this to work.
好，那这所以婚姻是要用智慧去经营啊。
Indeed, marriage needs a lot of wisdom.
啊，第三个小题哦。
Third sub question.
我是女人。
I am a woman.
我喜欢讲道。
I would like to give sermon.
我也喜欢学习。
I would like to apply myself to learning.
啊，不许讲道有什么空间限制吗？
When it says I do not permit a woman to teach, is there some flexibility to this?
啊，将来女人啊，将来女性做牧师或传道可以吗？
Is it possible for a sister to become a pastor?
啊，我们刚讲说啊，这里的问题，它有一个原因呢，它是有时代的背景哈。
We mentioned that this passage has a cultural background.
那为什么保罗在这里不让女人讲道
？Why is it that Paul did not permit women to speak at the time?
他其实是讲说我不让妻子讲道。
He actually meant to say I do not allow wives to preach on the husband.
不许她辖管丈夫。
I do not permit her to exert authority over the husband.
啊，犹太人的社会是父系社会。
The Jewish culture is chauvinistic.
哦，所以它是以男性为主，一家之主以男人为主的。
That is to say, the man, the male is the one that matters and leads.
哦，所以有时候啊，太太在家里哈，可能啊受了一点委屈啊，或者是有些气发不出来啊。
So maybe it could be that at home the wife is a little mistreated and she has no way to vent.
哦，所以在那个时候，他们就把讲台当作炮台啊。
So at that time they took the pulpit as a way of venting.
哇，一上讲台啊，第一个就要骂先生。
And when they stood on the pulpit, they would reprimand their husbands.
哦，所以保罗说我不许女人讲道。
So Paul said, I do not allow women to preach.
哦，所以啊，在这里讲说，所以在这边说，你如果喜欢讲道，喜欢学习。
So here it says, if you would like to teach and preach.
那这本身应该，我先讲，应该是没有问题哦。
I would say that in itself, in principle, it should be okay.
如果你的心态是正确的话。
If your attitude and motivation are right.
啊，但是如果你今天心态不正确，
But if your attitude is a little off.
如果像是什么样的心态
？For example.
女人可以撑起半边天，啊，就是说 equality， 你可以讲，我也要讲。
We'll talk about equality. Whatever you can do, I'm also entitled to.
男女平等啊。
Men and women are equal.
所以这个月安息日，男生排两次，女生就要排两次。
So I say if there are two sermon speakers that are brothers, then next month there has to be two sermon speakers that are sisters.
这种心态有问题，不准讲道。
This sort of attitude is a little problematic. Not such sister will be allowed to preach.
哦，所以心态很重要哦。
The attitude matters.
啊，另外一个心态就是想要做领导的心态。
The other attitude that is not so good is the attitude to to want to be a leader.
啊，我遇到一个哈，那个信主没多久就一直吵着要上台的。
I encountered a member who not long after believing wanted to fight his way to the pulpit.
他说因为只有领导才可以讲话。
He said for only leaders will speak in the church.
哦，所以他说他也要上台讲哦。
So he mentioned he wanted to give sermon.
如果是这种心态啊，不准讲道。
With this mentality, then the person is banned from preaching.
所以喜欢讲道，喜欢学习。跟是不是女人或男人没有关系。
To have the desire to preach, to speak in the pulpit and to learn, it's not really related to gender.
跟你的态度，跟你的 motivation, 就是你的动机有直接关系。
But it's related to your attitude and motivation.
女生可不可以做传道？
Can sister become preachers?
啊，我少年班的老师现在就是女传道。
My teacher in E2 class is right now a female preacher.
哦，所以台湾有女传道。
In Taiwan there are female preachers.
但是讲实话，女传道有她的工作上的限制。
Honestly speaking, if you become a female preacher, you will have limitations you need to address.
啊，有一些比较困难，因为女传道有些就是有些比较不方便的事情哦。
There are some things that will be a little more inconvenient.
好像有时候派驻出去一住就这。美国还好是全家一起动哦。
For example, in the United States, it is okay because preachers move about the country as families.
啊，台湾是只有传道出去住在教会里面一两年呢、啊。
In Taiwan, it is the preacher alone that goes live in the church for 2-3 years.
姐妹可不可以做传道？可以。
Can sisters be preachers? Yes.
但是她在侍奉上有比较多的限制哦。
But they need to consider more limitations in their service.
啊，同时她在家里的负担呢，就是对家庭的负担也会比较重一点啊。
At the same time, they'll have a more burden and pressure for their own family.
啊，时间到了哈。
So、time is up.
好，不讲了。
That's it.
OK, 好，那我们这节 Q&A 就到这边哈。
Let's end this session here.
啊，我们一起低头同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.